Time for the early business news. Get your first look at what's happening today. First up, it's banking. And Australian-owned banks are being squeezed by regulators on both sides of the Tasman to increase the amount of money they hold as capital. The Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority, known as APRA, is proposing making its banks strengthen their finances to cover their New Zealand businesses. Now, APRA is considering an increase for bigger operations, but a reduction in the capital that would have to be held to cover smaller businesses. Well, they've been talking to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, which of course is following its own proposals, which would see most of the big banks here double their capital. And Dr. Claire Matthews of Massey University says it seems the big banks are under pressure on both sides of the Tasman.
It does seem a little bit like that. So because the Reserve Bank in New Zealand is proposing such a substantial increase, the APRA has said, well, actually, if they've got to hold that much capital in New Zealand, then we've got to change the rules about how they treat that capital in their balance sheet in Australia, because otherwise it could mean that the Australian depositors are disadvantaged.
And more from Claire Matthews about the amount of money that Aussie banks should hold at around 10 to 7. And to investment, and New Zealand remains a favoured place for international investors, although the amount of money that's being put through in deals this year is below last year. Law firm Simpson Grierson's latest report shows $4 billion US worth of deals were funded by foreigners in the first half of this year, down from $4.3 billion a year ago. The outlook still remains positive, and a survey of 80 overseas investors finds the majority are keen to invest or reinvest in the next 3 years. Simpson Grierson corporate partner Andrew Matthews says New Zealand punches well above its weight as an attractive investment option.
Investors are telling us they see excellent in-market opportunities here, particularly in the consumer and tech sectors, including some assets that are ready for scaling up and deploying offshore. And they've also identified our political and regulatory stability, fair deal valuations and a positive deal environment as other reasons that make us stand out as an attractive home for global capital.
And Andrew Matthews will have more on that in around half an hour. Financial markets, Wall Street is higher. Third quarter reporting season has just started, and the early reports are quite strong, allaying fears of economic downturns and fallout from the US-China trade dispute. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 270 points, that's 1%, and the other main indices, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, up around 1.2-1.3%. A more modest gain for our own top 50 index, it gained 19 points yesterday, 11,045 is where it starts the morning. And the New Zealand dollar, 62.8 US cents, 93 Australian cents.